Arizona going for their second straight win, taking on the Nationals. Chris Herrmann would have himself a game, but first we pick up the action in the third. Game tied at one, two men on for Daniel Murphy facing Taijuan Walker.
Walker from the stretch fires. Swinging a shot up the middle and a base into the center field. Harper has scored. Zerwin is trying to score. Pollock's throw home is cut off by Goldschmidt. Zerwin slides across the plate. Daniel Murphy drives in two. Nationals three, Diamondbacks one. The 1-1. Swing a long, long drive right field. Harper back looking up, and there it goes. That one long gone over the big wall and straightaway right. A golfing swing by Jake Lamb. Home run number six. And the Diamondbacks quickly get a run back. It's now the Nationals three and Arizona two. Herrmann had a base hit his first time up. The Diamondbacks with five hits have the tying run aboard at first. The Nationals are in the overshift. All three infielders on the right side are on the dirt. They set the pitch. And a swing and a long drive left field. Back goes Worth on the run to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Opposite field into the bullpen. Chris Herrmann, who came into the game hitting 167, has his second home run of the year. And the Diamondbacks are in front 4-3. Hoover deals. Swing and a miss. He went back to the back foot slider and struck him out. As the Nationals rally fizzles, a walk, a hit, two left. We go to the eighth.
Now Hazel Baker digging in, wide open stance, feet spread. Here's the pitch. Swinging a drive hit well to center field. Taylor turns. He's on the run. It's way back. It's over his head and over the wall. A home run. A line shot. Not very high in the air at all. That clears the fence to the right of the 402 marker. And the Diamondbacks tack on another run against the Nationals bullpen and now have a three-run lead. It's Arizona 6 and Washington 3 for Jeremy Hazelbaker, his first home run of the year.
The Nationals lose for the third time in four games as they fall to the D-backs. Manager Dusty Baker spoke afterwards.
He's throwing the ball hard, but there's, you know, they're hitting him, especially some guys that shouldn't be hitting him. And you know, he's working. I like seeing him pick up the pace. He's very deliberate. And look like he's thinking while he's throwing versus just throwing. And so, you know, we'll address that tomorrow.
What were they able to do to Tanner? I mean, and they're not the only guys who fouled off a lot of pitches against him. Is there something about the way he approaches things that lends itself to that?
No, I mean, you know, Tanner's known to throw strikes, you know. But it started in the first inning. You know, like you said, they fouled off a whole bunch of pitches. And I think he had like 50 pitches in the first two innings, you know, and that you know, didn't fare too well for going deep in the game. And, you know, I was surprised they fouled off that many pitches because they, you know, they hit the ball at the ballpark and they also strike out. And so, you know, evidently, you know, they were seeing the ball pretty good today. Yeah, I mean, both everybody's pitch count was up. It was a, you know, pitch count up day, I guess.
The point is that you could push across a couple more when you had a chance against him.
Yeah. We did have some opportunities. We left a lot of men on base. And like you said, you know, we were picking them up in the last series, so we'll just have to start picking them up tomorrow. No, I don't think it's confident. I think he's trying to think while he's pitching. That's what I think. You know, I haven't talked to him about it. But, you know, you think before you pitch. And then when you pitch, you just let it go.
You like to get guys back out there. But when he's struggling kind of like this, is it hard to find the right work for him to kind of figure things out?
Yeah, well, you know, we have a few guys struggling, you know. So we just have to we just got to keep on fighting. That's the whole thing until we do figure this thing out.
Up next, the series with the D-backs continues on Wednesday. Gio Gonzalez on the hill for the Nats up against Robbie Ray.